when I go looking around superstores such as Wickes, it gives me a bit of a buzz, just like ladies get when they go around clothes shops. Is that right, Carol? So when we go past Wickes, Carol says, "Oh no, don't mention it," that sort of thing. But this little story starts at Wickes. It starts at Wickes at Fenton. Some of you may know it. It was a few weeks ago. I'd gone there to get a few bits and pieces. And it was the middle of the morning, so I thought by the time I get home, it's going to be lunchtime, I could do with a drink. So there's McDonald's next to it, and I've got a free voucher that you get by collecting these little stickers every time you go in. So it shows how many times Carol and I go to McDonald's. So I went for this free coffee, and as I was walking past the tables outside, a guy sitting there said, "Excuse me, could you give me some bus fare, as I've a bad ankle and I need to get home to Longton." Now, normally I would go past and say, "I'm sorry," and not bother. But this time it wasn't, because I'd been praying off and on for a few weeks before that, asking God to bless me with his Holy Spirit, as it were, to share my faith. But as I was in this situation, it wasn't in my mind at all as I went past this guy. I was just going for a free drink, but something inside me stopped me and sat me down across from this chap. He wasn't a tidy sort of person, and he's obviously got a bad ankle. It was swollen up. He'd been in a house fire, he said, and this is why he wanted some money for a bus fare. Well, I said to him I was a Christian. I gave him the bus fare, which I did. I gave him £2. And I would tell him what it was to be a Christian. Now, he was okay with that. So I told him I'd been a Christian for around 50 years, and that Jesus loved me and him. His name was Richard, and I found out he was in his mid-30s. And he was quite interested to listen, so I told him that Jesus died on the cross for him as well as me. And I said to him, that I can see you having a difficult time, and God can help you. So he thanked me, and I went in to get my coffee, which really wasn't free now, it was £2. Anyway, my plan had been to stay in and have the coffee and perhaps do a little game on my phone or something like that. But something inside me, which I presume was God, I'm sure it was God, said, "Go outside and sit with him if he's still there." And he was. So I took my drink out, and we had quite a long conversation, really, about his medical condition. And he pressed his bad ankle to show me some sort of green matter coming through his sock, which wasn't very pleasant. Sorry if that puts you off your Sunday lunch. So I said I'd pray for him, if he liked, and I put my hand on his arm, asked his permission first, and I prayed for him that he would be healed, that God would heal him. And we talked, and I thought of taking him to the walk-in centre to get this ankle looked at, you know, because he didn't seem to sort of respond to anything much. He kept changing the subject. So he changed tack, and he wanted to go to see his friend who lived about a mile away, and it wasn't in the Longton direction, it was the other direction. So after more conversation, I took him there, and he asked me for some money for food. So I thought, oh, okay. So I gave him another £3. That's the £5 for the coffee. And it was like goodbye and God bless. And I thought, well, afterwards, perhaps I could have said more. But that's what I was led to say at the time. This might sound as real as if it's about me. It isn't about me at all. But God had made it easy for me to talk, because this guy had actually spoken to me first and asked me for help. So it was God intervening in that. I made mistakes, but it was the start, and I believe that God will hopefully use me to speak to more people over the weeks and months to come. And the day afterwards, I was thinking I missed some opportunities, but I heard on the television Pastor Bill Johnson said this. He said, "Sometimes the seed attracts the plough. We are depositing words and thoughts into a person that God can work on and make the seeds grow." And I think, I believe in some places, the seed's scattered on the ground and then it's ploughed in afterwards. And so God can use that in that similar way by his Holy Spirit. So I would encourage each one of you to ask God to give you his Holy Spirit to do things for him. It might not be in that way, but it might be in some different way, but it's all exciting. Thank you.